Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan presented his version of the municipal budget at a city work assembly work session today. Sullivan said the proposed 2011 general government operating budget could be the foundation of a six-year economic recovery plan for the city. Sullivan said the flat economy is reflected in the budget, which shows a modest increase in taxes, but shows significant decreases in several areas of city spending. He forecast reductions in years to come, saying cuts will be felt by all city departments. Sullivan said 110 city positions are to be cut, although 56 of them are already vacant. Other jobs may be moved so that grants will pay for them. The proposed 2011 budget reflects a 1.6% increase in property taxes, which is expected to bring the city $3.8 million in additional revenues.
So, what's the impact on taxpayers? Well, the maximum property taxes allowed, $236.8 million. Service areas, about $15.8 million. So the maximum that can be collected is $252,528,708. And our proposal is $11.5 million under the tax cap.
Sullivan said taxing to the cap will not be accepted by residents. A series of public dialogues hosted by the city indicated people want the municipality to provide services more efficiently. The mayor said the main drivers of increased expenditures are salary and benefit cost increases for city employees, new debts posed by police and fire retirement contributions, and bond debts, which taken together reflect a $13.8 million spending increase. The total proposed budget comes to $435 million. Anchorage Assembly Chair Dick Traney said, on the whole, the work session was productive.
It went well. You know, there's questions everybody has, but it's a time for the administration to say what they want to accomplish with the budget and their scenario for how the money will be spent. And now the Assembly is going to work on the budget and figure out where we can agree and where we can't agree.
The Assembly will be discussing the proposed budget for weeks to come. Traney says it will be mid-November before a final version is approved.